isn't Senate revenue. I'm used to opening the conference committee on Senate Bill 31. Lizbeth, would you like to walk us through? There's a number of amendments. There's one really big amendment. Could you just walk the committee through what we have in Senate Bill 31 and the amendments to it?
Chairman Deckert and committee members, let me just highlight what I've created for you as far as the Senate Bill 31 Conference Committee, and then I'll start by just kind of going through Senate Bill 31, then the A engrossed, and then the Conference Committee Amendment A-31-35. So basically, originally, Senate Bill 31 was just a Department of Revenue.
Chair, can I... Yes, Senator Westland. Can you what?
Come in here.
Ask for a little quiet and decorum.
Could we please get some quiet and decorum in the direction of Mike Dewey, please?
Yeah.
Right back there.
So originally, Senate Bill 31 was just a Department of Revenue bill, and that basically was dealing with Department of Revenue's authority to bring a lawsuit against an officer or employee who may be liable for not withholding personal income taxes. Then, and that passed the Senate, and then it went to the House, but that the contents then of the original bill was deleted in the House amendments, but it was amended then subsequently to Senate Bill 283. So you have passed Senate Bill 31. In its original form from what you started with. Then in the House, you had three policy changes that were put in by the House. And first of all, you had expanding the residential energy tax credit to taxpayers who purchase large solar electric systems. And this is just increasing that annual limit on the residential energy tax credit per solar electric system to $6,000, and it applies to tax credits beginning tax year 2006. So this was something even that you had a Senate bill on. You heard it already in another bill, but then this got put into Senate Bill 31. Then you had another issue brought up on the House side was a corporate sales throwback exemption for sales that are shipped from certain warehouses under specific conditions. And so the Department of Revenue worked quite extensively with the proponents of this in order to carve out a real narrow exemption to this sales throwback rule. This will have a minimal impact each biennium and stuff
on
corporate. It's really less than $50,000. So it really is only applying to if you don't have any other property within the state of Oregon and all you have is a public warehouse and you're just shipping goods from that public warehouse, then those goods would get this corporate sales throwback exemption. Then the other component was exemptions from the property tax, tangible and intangible property rights related to the Pacific Northwest intertie. And so you have additional amendments dealing with that also. So those were the three main changes on the Senate, on the House side. Then we come to your conference committee amendment, A-35, which is your big amendment. And basically, to begin with, on that residential energy personal income tax credit, it now places a five-year sunset on the residential energy personal income tax credit. And it also has to put in actually kind of two sunsets just due to the way there are some contract agreements for contractors, and so they have to be given an additional 5 years. So you really have a sunset of January 1st, 2011 in the bill in Section 5A, but then in Section 8A you also have one just for the contractor certification certificate. It's just the way the language under current law is. So that would be January 1st, 2016 for just the contractor certification. Then you've got, and the next part is expanding and clarifying then the property tax exemption for the value of that intertie property from the A engrossed bill. So there's been lots of discussions with groups on this specific language. And so this is basically exempting from property tax the value of the property of a city and expanding it to public or public entity of any state if the entities do not own free title interest in real property in Oregon and the property that is owned in Oregon is just tangible or intangible property, property rights, or property interest and are related to the Pacific Northwest AC intertie. It applies to tax years beginning on or after the date of execution of the written agreement or in tax year beginning on or after July 1st, 2005. Now, the next change that you're adding in, these are new additions to Senate Bill 31, is, first of all, beginning the 100% sales factor corporate apportionment formula July 7th, 2005. So currently we are at 80%, and we will be going to 90% and 100%, but that 100% doesn't kick in until 2008. So this just brings that forward to July 7th, 2005. And then you also have in here some changes dealing with specific forest companies that meet certain criteria. So that also are changes just dealing with them having their own option to choose whatever sales apportionment formula they want. Then also under another big change then is increasing the annual maximum amount of the research and development credit from $750,000 to $2 million. This is beginning tax years 2006. So this is basically the bill that we had and we discussed in the Senate committee, House Bill 3232, and then increasing this to $2 million, then bringing that change forward to beginning tax years 2006. Then another change then is making the earned income tax credit refundable, and it increases the percentage of the federal earned income tax credit and then also sunsets, though, that refundability of the earned income tax credit. So first of all, it begins making our current 5% earned income tax credit refundable beginning January 1st, 2006. Then it begins a 6% refundable earned income tax credit January 1st of 2008. Then it goes in and sunsets the refundability of that earned income tax credit in January 1st of 2011. So basically it just puts, you know, like we have on most tax credits, a sunset on the issue of refundability, whether or not that's effective. So then the sixth policy change then is establishing a new personal income tax credit for volunteer emergency medical technicians. And this was passed out of the House in the form of House Bill 2787A. It's a very small credit in the sense that it's limited to only $250 tax credit, and it's just for emergency technicians that are volunteers. They have to contribute 20% of their time in the rural areas, and then it defines rural and things. And so all of that is brought forward from House Bill 2787 that passed the House Revenue Committee unanimously. And then it places also on that tax credit a 5-year sunset on that $250 tax credit. So that's one change that's made from what the House initiated. And then the final one is dealing with the reconnect issue and House Bill 2542B. So this is connecting to those recent federal law changes, and it's got all of your various provisions that you had in your B and Gross Bill to 2542. Basically it has two exceptions to a full reconnect, and those being the qualified production activities income, the QPI subtraction. So you will be disconnecting from that qualified production activities subtraction, and then you will be disconnecting from the exclusion for federal subsidies for prescription drug plans, and this begins January 1st, 2008. So for 3 years you will be allowing this exemption of the federal subsidies for the prescription drug plans, but then beginning on January 1st, 2008, you will be disconnecting from that provision. So those are the seven major changes in the A35 amendment.
Can you say the last sentence again?
Sure.
We're disconnecting from what on January 1st, 2008?
Yeah, that's the federal subsidies. So we now allow an exclusion, or if we have a full reconnect, federal law provides for an exclusion of the federal subsidies that are allowed now and are going to be given to employers who retain their prescription drug plans.
Okay.
So that's what we're really, you're not disconnecting right away, you're disconnecting January 1st, 2008. So this began, it was part of the Medicare prescription drug plan of 2003, so there were federal subsidies beginning it now here in 2005, so that you will be allowing that exemption from the federal taxable income base in which corporations would be, beginning an apportionment. But you would be allowing that for 3 years, for 05, 06, and 07, and then beginning January 1st, 2008, you would be excluding that. So then there would be an add back. to federal taxable income that corporations would have to make for that exclusion of those federal subsidies for prescription drug plans.
Okay.
Do you want me to go through the revenue impact, or do you want to?
Sure. Any questions for Liz Beth? They're still on the title of the bill, trying to figure out.
No, we're not. Decide between whether we want to get a hot tub.
Okay, well, if you just look on the back side of Senate Bill 31A, A35, Revenue Impact Statement, then I've at least given you a little table here that tries to summarize the major changes that I kind of went through there. The 100% sales corp factor, the corporate apportionment formula change, will have a negative impact for basically a few years because, again, in 2008, we're going to be having 100% corporate sales factor anyway under current law. So this has a revenue reduction of $4.5 million in the 2005-2007 biennium and then a reduction of $3 million in the 2007-2009 biennium. And then when they're expanding the research and development tax credit, this basically is beginning in 2006, and that's why it's small there as far as the revenue impact in 2005-07 biennium. It's a reduction of $2 million, and then it goes to $6.5 million and then $9 million by 2009-11 biennium. And then expanding the residential energy tax credit, this doesn't begin until 2007, so that's why you don't see a revenue impact in the 2005-07 biennium. And then it begins and has a revenue loss of roughly $500,000 in 2007-09 biennium and then $0.8 million in the 2009-11 biennium. Then we have the Oregon Earned Income Tax Credit refundable, but then increasing that percentage and then sunsetting that refundability in 2011. So basically this has a revenue impact of a reduction of $7 million because it's beginning in 2006, of $7 million in the 2005-07 biennium, $16 million in the 2007-09 biennium, and then about $16 million in the 2009-11 biennium. And then when you look at this new personal income tax credit for the volunteer EMT serving in rural areas, then this is, again, it's a pretty, there are quite a large number of EMTs, but there's it's a pretty small credit of only $250. So that's why the revenue impact is not real large. But you've got a reduction there in 2005-07 of $0.38 million and then a reduction of $7 million in 2007-09 biennium and then $0.6 million in 2009-11 biennium. And then the connection to federal tax law with then those two exceptions being the QPI and then the federal subsidies for prescription drug plans beginning in 2008. You've got positive impacts there then because if you remember from House Bill 2542, the big change there is the extraterritorial income repeal. So that new income, that extraterritorial income is going to create a pretty big positive, and that's why you've got pretty large positives, as well as other, there are, you know, House Bill 2542 is connecting to a tremendous amount of federal legislation, and a lot of it was dealing with tax sheltering and things like your charitable contributions and making some changes to that were really positive impacts then as far as kind of tightening up those types of tax credits and deductions and making sure that they were targeting who they wanted it to target. So this is really conforming with those federal changes, and so that's why you've got an increase there of $10.85 million in the 2005-07 biennium, $26 million in the 2007-09 biennium, and then $23 million in 2009-11. And so the overall revenue impact, though, is not quite large. It's a net loss each year, a loss of $3 million in 2005-07 biennium, $0.65 million in 2007-09 and $2.85 million in 2009-11. And then on the local portion, then again you have the reduction in property taxes from exempting certain property there from the dealing with the intertie. And so you've got a non-recurring portion dealing with the court cases and retroactively going back. So for fiscal year 2005-07 biennium, you would have a loss there of $4.57 million in property tax revenue and then reoccurring roughly $1 million in the 2005-07 biennium and $1.03 million in the 2007-09 biennium.
Thank you. Questions for Liz Beth?
Liz Beth, could you tell me where our fellow House members are?
No.
They must still be on the floor.
Yeah. Okay, so committee, or half a committee, we're, I think, ready to go. I will recess us, and we'll look for our House compatriots and get a feel for if they're still ready to act on this or not. Anyone out there that feels a compelling, huge need to testify on this conference committee report? Great. We will stand in recess until... Is 480, are we still...
posted at 6.
I am here at your disposal, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Let's say, why don't we shoot for...
5:40.
Yeah. We'll recess till 5:40.